It's time for a business update with Emma Hatton.
Thanks, Corin. Looking at the markets on Tuesday, the initial excitement over a potential COVID-19 vaccine has faded after a big rally on Monday. Investors continue to pull money out of some big tech companies that benefited the most from the pandemic, Amazon, Facebook and Microsoft, for instance, which flourished this year, extended Monday's losses and are pulling the tech-heavy NASDAQ down. It's currently down 1.3%. The broader S&P 500 is also now leaning to the downside, down 0.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.8% as investors move their money to energy and industrial stocks. In early trading on Tuesday, the ASX 200 rose nearly 2.2% higher. That was its highest point since March, weeks before national lockdowns were implemented. It came off its morning highs but still closed up at 6,341 points. Our own benchmark index also surged on the open, up more than 2%, cooled off slightly in the session but still managed a new record close of 12,612 points. Having a look at the currencies, the dollar is trading at 68.3 US cents, 93.8 Australian, 51.5 pence, 0.578 euro, 71.9 yen, and 4.52 yuan. Brent crude oil continues to make gains after a big jump yesterday. It's up 2.5% at the moment, $43.46 US dollars a barrel. And gold is up about $15, $1,878 US dollars an ounce. Business team will be back with more news and numbers for you at around 12:20 in Midday Report, and of course coverage later in the afternoon of the Reserve Bank's latest monetary policy statement. 2 o'clock that comes out.